Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area, where the hurricane specialists back behind me are looking at all the latest information to get to the latest forecast and information on our paratropical storms, Laura and also Marco. It's 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 o'clock Central. Let's look at the latest information. You can see the hurricane hunters here in this pink color, getting us the information on the winds, getting us the information on the pressure. The center of Marco about to make landfall really close, and in the next hour or so, near the mouth of the river in Louisiana, the mouth of the Mississippi River, but most of that convection, most of that rain, as we've been talking about, is well off to the east, as that shear put most of that rainfall over into portions of Florida, into Georgia, and also into Alabama. And the other one here we talk about is Laura as well. And we have the center located just south of the coast of Cuba, getting ready to probably, looks like, on the western coast of Cuba, move across there and into the Gulf of Mexico. And we also have aircraft looking at the latest information there as well. And we do expect strengthening with time in the Gulf of Mexico. This is that convection, the rainfall associated with Marco I was talking about. And you could go from North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, Alabama, all the way to the Florida coastline, where you're seeing all of that moisture stream northward, and that could produce some flash flooding and some isolated tornadoes as well. So let's look at the latest track on tropical storm, soon to be Hurricane Laura, once we get into the Gulf of Mexico. You can see some of those winds stretching well out from the center. And with time, we start moving northward. This is 2 a.m. on Wednesday. This is 2 a.m. on Thursday, right up against the coastline. And that's why within 48 hours, we could see some of those hurricane force winds. And we put out the hurricane watch for portions of the upper Texas coast over to central Louisiana, and also a tropical storm watch on either side of it. So within 48 hours, we expect some of those winds to get there. But before the winds get there, you'll already start seeing some of the impacts of the storm surge, the impacts of the rainfall. So getting ready for this storm, you start looking at the arrival of the tropical storm force winds, and that's what we use to look at this be ready by graphic. And that's what we have here. So tropical storm force winds could arrive on Wednesday. So today and tomorrow, you have time to prepare. So that's what we got to do. Have a plan, listen to those local officials from the dangerous impacts of Laura. So be ready by. So we'll start seeing some of those tropical storm force winds reach Plaquemines Parish, mouth of the river, by Wednesday morning, and then spreading north through time. So let's look at some of the other impacts associated with this system. And one of them's rainfall. Just going to be quite a bit of rainfall, not just on the coast, but stretching well inland. Some of these values from the Weather Prediction Center, 4 to 6 inches in yellow. You can see that stretch along Louisiana, portions of East Texas, up into Arkansas, even further northward. So you're starting to look at a lot of rainfall, and look at some of the isolated amounts in orange, 6 to 10 inches in some of these areas, maybe even more. So that could cause some flash flooding. So turn around, don't drown. Be careful when this rainfall comes down in the middle of the week, towards the end of the week. So the other big parameter here is the storm surge. Let's look at it. This is the latest graphic that we have. Some areas in Louisiana could see 7 to 11 feet of storm surge. It's a dangerous situation. That's the maximum you can see. High tide in these areas where the water piles up. But even far over into Morgan City, to the mouth of the river, 4 to 6 foot of storm surge. And even Lake Bourne over to Ocean City, the Mississippi coast, 3 to 5 foot of storm surge, 2 to 4 in Lake Pontchartrain and Maurepas, and even 4 to 6 feet over High Island in Texas. So storm surge, rain, wind, all the parameters that we look at when it comes to these tropical systems, and the time is now to get ready. This has been Ken Graham here at the National Hurricane Center in Miami, Florida.